They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from his death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We set aside about the last half hour of the program for us to play four short bites of Issues Etc. audio from the last week. That's what you'll hear. And then when you listen, the next part is your turn. You get to call in and vote. You get to send us an email and vote. Send us a tweet and vote. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote there. Pick the one that you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. We'd like to hear which one you're voting for and why. But you might like it, dislike it, agree or disagree. Whatever reason you have for picking it is a good reason. We want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, April the 13th, 877-623-MY-I-E. Now, phone call voters get to vote first, but anyone who votes is eligible if they have the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. For the LPR bundle package, that's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug pen and a bumper sticker, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. A vote for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first among our Soundbites of the Week this week, Dr. Larry Rast telling us what pietists, past and present, do to confession and absolution.
They went in a couple of directions. One was really to kind of change the pastor-parishioner relationship so that the pastor became more of a spiritual guide in the sense that they seek a way to enhance their spiritual capabilities. The pastor became a spiritual coach rather than being the person who would speak to them clearly the word of law and gospel that confession and absolution allowed, and to turn the individual inward for evidence of their spirituality, rather than pointing them to the accomplished work of Christ upon the cross. They did those things and said those were all good, but then they would test them and say, has the word of absolution really affected the way in which you live? And let's look at those kinds of things. They turned the sinner inward towards their own spiritual estate, and then they set up a whole series of benchmarks, if you will, a way of quantifying whether or not spiritual transformation of life had occurred, and in many ways providing a checklist that the individual could check off and say, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, therefore I am truly a believing and disciplined Christian individual. They just put the onus right back on the individual and their works.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Dr. Larry Rast, what pietists do to confession and absolution, both past and present. Here's soundbite number two from Colleen Carroll Campbell on how our culture views the elderly.
Well, I think we have a pretty low regard for elders in our country, and I think it's unfortunate. You know, as long as you are defying the odds, you know, you're running marathons at 80, you're still out on the swinging single circuit at 75, you know, you've got some liposuction and some Botox and you look like you're 40, then we celebrate you and we say that's great, you know, aging isn't all bad. But if you sort of look and act like someone who's been on this earth for 80 plus years, especially if you are frail, even if it's not with dementia, and you're not, you know, acting half your age, you're acting like someone who is older, you know, we tend to say, that's a bit of a tragedy. I mean, we increasingly see aging not as a normal part of life, but as something we have to stave off at all costs. But, you know, there comes a time when all of us are going to face some of the limitations that come with age, and we're a youth-obsessed society that really doesn't know how to deal, first of all, with death, and secondly, with aging in a graceful way.
That's soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on how our culture views the elderly. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. You can vote for soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page. Make sure you include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, during an Easter sermon, telling us what Jesus has done to the law's accusations.
The law had worked all of its worst upon him. That law is justice itself. And all of its wrathful authority against sin was worked unto death in the one who could not die and did. Though his arms were pinned to the cross in the embrace of death, he still was able to take the law by the throat. He looked it in the face and did it to death with him. If the law is dead and is left among the grave clothes so neatly folded up in the tomb, then the law's requirements no longer apply to us. It is the garbage of the sepulchre. We're free. Free in Christ. The women wondered who would roll the stone away. You see, they needn't have worried. Why? Because the Lord rolls the stone, not us. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, on what Jesus has done to the law's accusations. Here's soundbite number four, get ready to vote. It's a montage of Ed Young on his live animal Easter sermon.
Now see, when we think of Jesus, we don't think of a lion, do we?
Or the handlers of the lion ran around the cage, sort of poking at him and taunting him to get him to lunge around. Thousands and thousands of churches are able to convey the same exact message without using live animals.
We would never do anything to endanger our people. Also, we would never do anything to endanger an animal. We love animals.
I don't feel it's necessary. I think Ed Young has a way of getting his point across without live animals as props, as entertainment.
I think it's great to expose our kids, to expose the church to that. And I think for far too long, the church has sort of stifled creativity.
All right, now you've heard the four sound bites. Soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rasht, what pietists past and present do to confession and absolution. Soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on how lowly we regard the elderly today. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, on what Jesus has done at the cross to the law's accusations. Or soundbite number four, a montage on Ed Young's live animal Easter sermon. Which one is it going to be? 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. We are coming to you live and giving away a copy of the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best question or comment. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Think big screens belong in the movie theater, not at church? Think garage bands should stay in the garage, not be jamming in front of the altar? Hey, we do too. Come join us at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, for services that are reverent and relevant, vibrant and traditional. Divine service on Saturday at 6 p.m., on Sunday morning at 7:45 and 10, with Sunday school and Bible class in between at 9. Join us. Not a big screen or garage band in sight. Promise.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Here's a special offer for Issues, Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues, Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 27th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
The time has come for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, April the 13th. Phone callers get top priority. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your vote right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one is Dr. Larry Rast, What Pietists Past and Present Do to Confession and Absolution. Soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell on How Our Culture Views the Elderly. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, What Jesus Has Done to the Law's Accusations. Or soundbite number four, a montage on Ed Young's live animal Easter sermon. Now, the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, or bumper sticker. That's for the very best vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. At issuesetc is our Twitter address or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Joshua is listening in Kentucky. Hi, Joshua.
Hello. I would say that both number one and number three are really good sound bites, number two being mainly about culture, so I will not touch that. But number one just provides the problem, where number three provides a solution to the problem. So I will be voting for soundbite number three.
Joshua, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. Okay, that's how it's done. Think it through, sort through the sound bites, and then decide on one that you think ought to be the Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's Lael listening in St. Louis. Hi, Lael.
Hey, how are you doing? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Good to hear you. We're talking about the elder, number two, you know, the elderly, how the secular world thinks of the elderly.
Yeah.
That one. It just frustrates me so, because they have so much to give and so much to teach us youngsters.
So is your vote for soundbite number two there, Lael?
Yes.
All right. See, that's a good reason, too. You hear it, you say, man, that just frustrates the heck out of me. She hit the nail on the head. So a vote for soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on how our culture views the elderly. Paul in Ohio says, I vote for Ed Young / P.T. Barnum. A sucker is born every minute. That's a vote for soundbite number four, a montage on Ed Young's live animal Easter sermon. And thanks for listening in Ohio, Paul. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says he's voting for number one, Dr. Rast. Jesus is not a life coach or a spiritual guide. He didn't come to show you the way, but to be the way. He came to live the perfect life that you can't live and die on the cross for all your sins. He came not to change your life, but to give you new life in Him. He uses pastors to dish out the new life through holy baptism, holy absolution, holy preaching, and the Holy Supper. Like Jesus, pastors are not life coaches or spiritual guides. They exist only to deliver the perfect life and sacrificial death of Jesus
to sinners. Pietism always wants and seeks more, and there's nothing more than Jesus and him crucified for sinners. That's all. Thomas in Alma, Michigan, thank you very much. Great vote for Soundbite of the Week. Scott in Houston, Texas says, because it deals with what Christ did for us, I vote for number three, Dr. Scott Murray, on what Jesus has done to the law's accusations. Still time for your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your vote for us in real time at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Larry Rast, What Pietists Past and Present Do to Confession and Absolution? Or soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, How Our Culture Views the Elderly? Or soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, on what Jesus has done to the law's accusations? Or soundbite number four, a montage on Ed Young's live animal Easter sermon? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a great and concise history. Now, when I say concise, I don't mean it's a short book. You'll get your money's worth out of this book. It's a big book, but it's still concise because it covers more than 2,000 years of history in its several hundred pages. It's called The Church from Age to Age, A History from Galilee to Global Christianity. It doesn't stop in the 16th century. It comes all the way to the 21st century. It's from Concordia Publishing House, The Church from Age to Age. Call them and order one, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Here's a vote from Helen. Helen says, I'm sorry I didn't hear Ms. Campbell. I think she means the whole interview. I'd like to know how she defines aging in a graceful way. At some point, says Helen, there's nothing graceful about it. Much as I didn't care for her message, she seems to be both right and relevant. So those older persons whose entire conversation is the number and type of their doctor's appointments drive even their contemporaries away. Is this the fault of culture? She says, I'll vote for her for making me think. Just to clarify there, Helen, Colleen was decrying the way that our culture thinks about aging realistically, not gracefully. I don't think anybody can pull it off gracefully all the way to the end. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Texas, I believe. The Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, How Our Culture Views the Elderly.
Well, I think we have a pretty low regard for elders in our country, and I think it's unfortunate. You know, as long as you are defying the odds, you know, you're running marathons at 80, you're still out on the swinging single circuit at 75, you've got some liposuction and some Botox and you look like you're 40, then we celebrate you and we say that's great, you know, aging isn't all bad. But if you sort of look and act like someone who's been on this earth for 80 plus years, especially if you are frail, even if it's not with dementia, and you're not, acting half your age, you're acting like someone who is older, you know, we tend to say, that's a bit of a tragedy. I mean, we increasingly see aging not as a normal part of life, but as something we have to stave off at all costs. But, you know, there comes a time when all of us are going to face some of the limitations that come with age, and we're a youth-obsessed society that really doesn't know how to deal, first of all, with death, and secondly, with aging in a graceful way.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your vote. Soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on How Our Culture Views the Elderly. The LPR bundle package goes this week to Thomas in Alma, Michigan. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, we'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, as evidenced by our sound bites here, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. And as a way of saying thanks for any size donation during the Easter season, that's all the way through the 27th of May, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you donate, please tell us how you want to receive these sermons. You can either get a CD or an MP3 download. Specify, please. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to begin a weekly series with Dr. Jean Edward Veith and his daughter, Deaconess Mary Murby, on family vocation. That's starting Monday on Issues Etc. When you go to church this weekend, do us a favor. Post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer if you already haven't done so. You can get it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there. Just download it, print it off, and put it on your church's bulletin board this Sunday. If you've already done that, why don't you download some of the Issues Etc. business cards? Same place, issuesetc.org. Click support. You can take these, print them off on suitable stock, cut them up. We have lines for you to cut along, and carry them with you wherever you go. They got all the contact information for Issues Etc. You can give them out at church or wherever you go. Thanks in advance, because our listeners and their word of mouth is the best promotion that Issues Etc. has. When we think about the elderly among us, I think the caller was quite right. It's difficult to look at these people who not only have the wisdom of years, but have been given the gift of these years by a good and gracious God for a reason. They're among us, sometimes in their weakness, sometimes in their frailty. It's not easy to look at. It's not easy to go through. But they are among us as gifts from God, not only for their wisdom, but because they are our mothers and our fathers and our grandfathers and grandmothers, our great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers, and we value them all the way to the very end. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India,
Sweden,
Egypt,
France,
Turkey,
Japan,
Australia,
Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong,
Austria,
Finland,
Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait,